Hello, and welcome to another episode of Amateur Tarot Pod, the only podcast where we, two non-mystical hosts, use the power of tarot to answer your questions.
For entertainment purposes only.
That is my good friend and co-host, Brian Dooley.
And that is my good friend and co-host, Ben Noble.
And together, sorry, I don't know why, obviously that's my name, but for some reason, like I was anticipating what you were going to say, and I thought you were going to say Brian Dooley. Of course, that doesn't make any sense, but in my head... I was like, oh, that's weird. Why did he say Ben Noble instead of Brian Dooley? And I was like, oh, yeah, that's my name.
Are you having your first existential crisis as we record this show?
It's like I'm watching myself watch us.
Oh, that's so sweet. We are all over the place.
Yeah.
That's what an existential crisis will do to you. Trust me, I have about four or five a day.
Well, on this show, other than deal with our deep psychological issues, we deal with yours. And we do that in a very specific way. You tell us what your deep psychological issue is. We make some jokes. We give some so-so advice. And then we pull out a deck of tarot cards and flip over three cards that, in the order that we draw them, represent the recent past, the current actions, and the future 100% money-back spiritual gold guaranteed outcome for entertainment purposes only outcome.
I think you summed it up perfectly. And that is the encapsulation of your existence. If you just look into those words, Ben, you're going to find who you really are.
Yeah, I need the structure to be truly free.
Yes, exactly. So think of the show as a lifeboat.
Okay.
Or a life preserver.
Okay.
And it's a circle. So the intro leads into Queerance Corner, leads into Card of the Week, leads into the outro, which leads right back into the intro. So just
like a snake eating its own tail.
Yes, it's an Ouroboros of yourself. And okay. So now you can latch on to that and you'll always have the show to come back to when you forget who you are or what even the sounds Ben Noble mean.
Yeah, that's good. I was actually weirdly listening. Well, I have a confession. I was listening to another podcast on my way here.
What?
Yeah. Not that I listen to ours, but I was listening to a podcast that wasn't ours.
Oh, my
which
gosh.
They do exist.
I know podcasts. I listen to several podcasts.
What?
I also listen to our podcast. Ben, it's not that you discovered the existence of other podcasts. It's that you insist on not listening to ours.
Well, I mean, I can't start now.
You literally can't. We beg people to.
Yeah, but those are other people. I mean, come on. They're not me. Just like, you know, other people are supposed to donate to charity.
Okay. Now I understand.
Yeah, same kind of idea. Listening to our podcast is charity. Anyway, the point of my story was, on the podcast, they were talking about how, like, if you say a word, you know, like when you say a word enough times, like cookie was the example they used, like, eventually you're like, what is cookie?
Yeah, like the syllables lose their meaning.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's a word for that. Do you know what it is?
No, do you?
I know that there is a word, and if someone said that word, I would recognize that's what that was, but there's not a time when I'm going to be able to place that word.
Yeah, I don't know what the word is.
So yeah, Maggie, if you can get on that, that would be wonderful.
It's good that we do this podcast just so we can sort of like leave notes for Maggie.
Yeah,
to
give
like
work for Maggie.
Look stuff up for us and all that.
Maggie is wonderful. It's awesome that she does all that.
Agreed. Well, now it's time to do the thing that we profess to do.
Oh, answer questions.
Yeah. What did you think?
I was lost in like the idea that possibly I don't exist and I am only a construct of Maggie's mind to help her keep busy. And then I wondered what that makes you. And then I kind of short circuited for a second. So I apologize.
Well, you can deal with that after the show.
There's never an after the show. Every outro just leads right back into a new intro.
Well, now I'm going to be the one short-circuiting.
It's like that song Closing Time.
What about the song Closing Time?
Every new beginning comes from some other beginning's end.
Oh, okay.
Man, the 90s slash early 2000s were rife with depth.
Good times.
Well, Queerance Corner. This week our question comes from Jessica.
Who comes from the world of Instagram.
Instagram? Where's that? I'm just kidding. That was bad. Anyway.
Jessica, as long as you know what you did.
I know what I did. Jessica says, what does my love life look like for this month?
Good.
That's a straightforward, solid question, Jessica. And Ben, do you have any pre-advice on what Jessica's love life looks like for this month?
I said good.
Oh, I thought you were just commenting on the quality of the question.
Both.
Okay.
A good question, and I bet her love life will be good.
Great. Well, I'm not going to argue with that.
Maybe the cards will.
Yeah, we'll see what the cards say, but both Ben and I's pre-advice says pretty good.
I think some pre-advice also, sort of outside of the question, is that maybe Jessica should think bigger. You know? Like, what's 1 month of a good love life?
Like, what's my love life look like for the next 6 weeks?
Or 6 months.
Whoa!
Like, we have the power. You know, we're not limited in our powers of foresight. We're not bounded by time.
Not even if we don't know if we're really here or not?
I don't know if that was even a question.
If we can't establish whether we are truly here, or if what we're doing matters, or what we're actually doing at any given time, or what phase of the show we're between, how can we say that 4 weeks, 6 weeks, 6 months is even a concept that we can comprehend?
I think that you're supporting my point, because I'm saying if what you've said is true, if we're all just a construct inside Maggie's mind so she can keep busy.
No. I'm a construct inside Maggie's mind. I don't know what you are.
Okay, well.
And this is just a theory that I'm working on.
Assuming that we don't know what I am and you're a construct of Maggie's mind to keep her busy, what does it matter if we're predicting about a month or a year or 7 years? It's all the same. It's all inside Maggie's head.
I'm sure that Maggie...
Sorry to cut you off, but it's not like the fact that Jessica's asked for a month-long prediction is qualitatively different than if Jessica had asked for a 4-year prediction.
Well, hear me out on this one.
Okay.
Let's say it's not about love life.
Okay.
Let's say that the question was about what does my work life look like for this month?
Okay.
There's a big difference between your first month at a job and your fourth month at a job.
Okay.
Or your 50th month at a job.
Sure.
And so you could just be looking for a really granular investigation, because if you say like, what's my, going back to love life.
Right.
If you say, what's my love life look like for the next 10 years? Looks fine. Net zero. You don't lose much.
It's like the stock market.
Yeah. But if you say, what's my love life look like for this month? It could be wild variations that on a long timeline level out. But like right now, that's all you care about.
You've made a great point. This has nothing to do with us all being constructs inside Maggie's head.
Or does it?
I don't think it does, but I think you've made a great point, and I think you've successfully defended Jessica and the question. So now we can not move on to answering it yet, but looking at a deck of cards.
Let's do it. And we're revisiting some friends that we made a couple of weeks ago. We're using the deck of the Initiatory Golden Dawn Tarot.
They're back. They're everywhere. They're like the Masons. Once you know what to look for.
Yeah. Explicit words on a package that says Golden Dawn.
Yeah, but then you start noticing it. It's like when you start thinking about, you know, you want to buy a new car and then you see that car everywhere.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I've had this deck forever. We've used it, but we never talked about who the Golden Dawn were.
And now that we've talked about it, we're noticing.
Yeah, it's popping up everywhere. Well, here, anyway.
But my question is, if you're just something that's in a construct of Maggie's thoughts.
Go on.
And we don't know what I am.
Mm-hmm.
Then what is my life?
Bingo. Welcome to your second existential crisis of the day.
Also, second point, if you are a construct of Maggie's head, which means this podcast attic also is, why could she not have dreamt up a nicer attic for us?
Possibly she has, and we just haven't found it.
Oh, we're in the wrong attic.
Yeah. So we could spend our days going from attic to attic until we find the perfect one that Maggie created, or we could accept that this is the best possible attic.
That's deep. All right, well, the deck, the...
Maggie, just let us know. Is this the good place?
All right, well, the whatever this...
Oh, no good place spoilers. I have watched the first 2 seasons, but not the 3rd season yet, so please don't spoil it in the group. Thank you.
The Initiatory Golden Dawn deck, we've definitely used it before. I remember it. It's very, I mean, I know we've spent a lot of time on this podcast talking about Yu-Gi-Oh.
Go on.
But it's like, I mean, the drawings aren't like in the, I'm going to say anime.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe I mean manga, which is actually manga, but I'm not going to get into all of that. Okay. I don't know the difference. I don't know enough about the differences.
So manga is a printed book.
Okay.
And anime is
style.
Animated.
Okay. Well, what's that style?
I think it's a manga style or an anime style. I think you're safe in
either?
Saying that.
All right. Yeah. Well, it's not that art style.
So it's not that. So forget everything we were just talking about.
No, but where I was going with it is like...
things it is also not. Pointillism. Cubism.
Expressionism. So what I was trying to say is that like the situations and sort of the actions that people are doing, like they're... everybody here is like really jacked and like all of the actions that they're doing are so extreme and exaggerated, sort of like you would see on Yu-Gi-Oh!
Okay. Yeah. Is it comic book style? I'm not looking at the cards right now.
But that's what I'm saying. It's like the Spittler's like different kinds of comic books.
Yeah, definitely.
And so like this is sort of like a manga comic book, but not.
Oh, sure. Yeah.
Not when like big eyes and crazy hair.
When I said comic book, that probably seemed exclusionary because I specifically meant American style comic books.
That's what I'm saying, Brian.
Yeah.
You got to think before you speak.
And that's why I'm going back and clarifying.
I think now you get what this deck is like. I think you have a good mental picture inside your head of exactly what's going on here. 3 stars.
3 stars for the Initiatory Tarot of the Golden Dawn. Oh, actually, on the book it says Initiatory Tarots of the Golden Dawn.
I like that.
Yeah, that makes me think that each card is one tarot.
Yeah. I will say that some of these pictures make sense and some of them do not make sense. So we'll see when we get into it.
Because the Golden Dawn, it's a different system from the Rider-Waite system.
Why would they do that to us?
But they're still rooted in much of the same history. And so it's more similar than like the Toth decks, which I don't have any of those.
I will say it shuffles great.
Well, that's good. And it's standard size, which always appreciated.
Also good. So now, because certainly you remember the question, I'll read it again for our benefit.
All right.
What does my love life look like for this month?
And this is for Jessica.
Yes. Not for me.
Hopefully your love life looks...
probably a lot like it did last month.
Stable. Yeah.
Flip.
The Princess of Pentacles. So the Page of Pentacles.
I would assume. Here is a woman. She looks like she's a warrior.
Definitely.
She has a cool crown on and she's got some sort of like wand type thing in her hand.
Mm-hmm.
And then the coin is really...
oh, it's like a scepter with an orb.
That's what it is. And then she's also got a flower coin thing in her other hand, holding it aloft.
Yep.
All right. And this is the Page of Pentacles.
There's a lot going on this card.
So this is the past, the Page of Pentacles, which is... all about somebody who is beginning a new journey, although not really the love suit.
No, I think in this case, it speaks more to the beginning of the journey of like rooting yourself in something and like figuring out who you really are.
Okay, that's good.
Possibly that explains now the interest in love life moving forward. Because
Jessica's become rooted.
Yeah, Jessica feels like she's kind of got herself figured out a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
And so now she's ready to branch out into a new aspect of things.
So now the present. Flip.
Temperance.
Okay. Here we have another woman, although this time an angel. And she's standing on a beach pouring water from one vase into another vase. And then there's a volcano exploding in the background, which is kind of cool.
Yeah, this artwork is really good.
Yeah, I did say 3 stars.
Yeah, I don't understand your rating system still.
I don't understand my rating system.
But yeah, it's like really good.
All right, Brian thinks this should be more than 3 stars.
Fantasy comic artwork. I don't because it doesn't follow the system that we follow.
So, okay, so now you understand my rating system.
I don't understand how you come to your... it doesn't matter because...
no one does. You know, like AI, like they start it and then it just does stuff and you don't understand how it's doing stuff anymore.
Right.
That's how my rating system is.
Yeah. Your whole life is just a series of algorithms. All of our lives are just series of algorithms.
Inside Maggie's head.
Just running and running. Maggie is our benevolent creator. Hopefully.
Hopefully benevolent.
Yeah.
But my rating system is just like, you can't open it up and ask how it works. It does what it does.
Right. It's like subroutines stacked on subroutines stacked on subroutines. And so you're just going to, like, it seems arbitrary and capricious.
But it's not.
But it's not. It's very calculated.
So
anyway,
what was this
temperance
question? Temperance. Temperance. Okay. Well, that's the cure in action. So love life looking temperate.
Yeah. And I think it speaks to balance, which makes sense coming off of the Princess of Pentacles over here. You're coming from a rooted place, from a solid place. And so you're moving into looking at your love life from kind of a healthy perspective, a point of view of how do I get the things that I need from a relationship with another person.
Yeah, I think this is emblematic of like, you're not putting 100% of your time and effort into your love life. It's something that's going to be balanced with all of the other stuff you've been working on in the Page of Pentacles. All the other things that you have going on in your life are still there and are going to be balanced by the love life, but everything is sort of equal.
Yeah, I like it.
The future. Flip.
The Ten of Wands.
Okay, well, Brian's laughing. I don't know why you're laughing.
Because the Ten of Wands, like, it's one of our cards.
Oh, I thought you were laughing at the picture, and I'm like, it's a weird picture.
No, I didn't even get to look at the picture, and if it would have looked like a normal Ten of Wands, then I would have seen that before I had to read on the card what it was.
Because what you have here is you have a man, an older man, holding a big black Doberman, and then in the background, there's like these huge doors opening and fire coming out. So it sort of seems like the gates of hell.
There's not a wand to be seen.
On the door.
Oh, nice.
It's the picture on the door.
Yeah, it is.
But not 10.
It is 10. Oh. So we're both
wrong. Per usual.
But what is this?
You love this card, Brian.
I love this card in the Rider-Waite system. I don't understand at all what it means in this system.
Oh, I was just going to interpret it as we would usually interpret it.
Okay, so.
That's all I know how to do.
Let's do that interpretation, but I'm going to read in the little white book. And
so I have to vamp.
Well, no, just do your interpretation. It's not even pretend vamping.
Okay. So my interpretation here is sort of antithetical to things that we've been saying thus far, because the Ten of Wands to me means burnout, and it means that you're doing something inefficiently in a way that you're not really supposed to be doing it. Like you're pursuing something and then you're getting exhausted pursuing it in that way. And so if this is about the love life, I feel like this is not the good outlook we promised at the beginning of the pre-advice.
Mm-hmm.
Because this would imply that, like, despite the temperate approach, there's burnout. Or, unless, it's saying, like, you need to be temperate, you need to moderate your pursuit of your love life and keep some of the balance that you've found so far, else you become burnout.
Yeah, I think that with its traditional meaning, the way that we interpret it, the Ten of Wands does make sense in that way. To say, hold on to that balance that you're pursuing right now, to keep going on that path, to kind of like work smarter, not harder. Don't throw all of your stuff into relationships and other people when you still need to kind of focus on yourself.
Yes. Exactly. Now, of course, you have the book open and you're going to ruin this very nice reading that we've given.
This is the real interpretation that we just gave.
Now, comedy break.
Now, what does this card mean? And remember, it's an old man with a really muscular Doberman / Pitbull mix standing at the gates of hell, right? Yeah.
Yeah, that's exactly accurate. What's on there.
Okay. Ten of Wands. Oppression is about to end.
That's all it says?
Yep.
What?
So it doesn't make sense with the card.
Not
at
all.
It makes sense with the meaning that we know. And it doesn't make sense with the other picture that we know. So we can safely throw away this book and all of the teachings.
In your bracket of books, this is not.
This is really low down on there.
How would this card mean oppression is about to end? If anything, it looks like you're about to
walk
into the gates of hell.
Going into it.
Like, this guy is sort of like, hey, big dog, attack this person. It's coming to hell. Welcome to hell.
Well, good thing we're not using that definition.
And comedy break. So to sum it all up.
You've spent some time recently figuring out who you are. And that time is going to suit you well as you start to incorporate more people and more relationships into that mix. And it's important to just remember where you came from and that you have that rooted beginning as you move forward so that you can hang on to who you are through this whole thing.
Perfect. Here endeth the reading.
Ben, if you were going to hang on to who you are, who would that be? Oh, and thanks, Jessica. All right. Thanks again, Jessica. And Ben, did you come up with an answer to that question?
No, but what I was thinking about is like we transitioned from Queerance Corner back to sort of the attic liminal space. But like Queerance Corner is just a sub-basement of Maggie's brain.
Yeah. Depending on what level of reality it is, the lols may not exist at all. What if those are things that are made up in my head?
Yeah.
Like what if Maggie made up me?
And you've made
and
up.
And I made up everything else.
That could be possible.
That's a lot of pressure on me. And so I want to run from that as quickly as I can. And I'd like to get back to Maggie being this omniscient being.
So when I leave, though, I mean, I think I continue to exist, but do I continue to exist?
Did you even actually exist before today? Before right now?
Are all the memories that I have just memories you invented for me to have?
Just a second ago?
Yeah.
Well, I guess we'll figure it out after Card of the Week.
Sure.
This week, we are using the Fountain Tarot.
But we have not even said what Card of the Week is.
And yeah.
I will do that now.
My bad.
That's okay. Here's what Card of the Week is. It's a card for your week that's coming.
Depending on who you are or who you believe yourself to be.
Or who Brian believes that you are. What you're going to do is that you're going to listen to us describe this card. And then when you're facing a sicky situation this week, you're going to think back to this card.
What type of situation?
I was hoping that we would just glide on by that. And that perhaps if nobody mentioned it, people would think like, that sounded weird. And then they think it must have just been me because they didn't stop the podcast to like correct that.
But people can rewind a podcast and
like, yeah, but they're like, driving and mowing and washing dishes, etc.
I know. They pull over their car and then they have to rewind like 2.5 minutes because it took a while because they were on the highway and there was traffic. And so they finally get there and they pull it over and then they have to spend the rest of their lives wondering what's a sicky situation.
You know, you know. All right. Well, if you're stuck in a sticky situation this week, you'll think back on this card and then all of your problems will be solved.
Oh, is that what we're promising now? That's bold. I like it.
I mean, my promises don't matter because I don't even exist.
And who are you promising them to?
Exactly. The laws are just a figment of your imagination.
Maggie, you need to give us some sort of indication that you're real and our lives matter so that we don't just keep spiraling here.
All right. Well, this week, as you mentioned, we're using the Fountain Tarot.
Wait, I mean, you keep going with the Fountain Tarot, but I just had an idea.
Okay.
What if Maggie doesn't even exist? What if there's someone posing as Maggie in the group who made us think that Maggie exists so that they could have control over us like Maggie has over us in the group?
What's the motivation?
Power.
But why wouldn't they just present as themselves? Why do they have to cloak themselves in Maggie?
That's been the basis of religion for thousands of years, right?
I guess.
Oh, Maggie, you are crafty.
Whoever you are.
Maggie, can you find out who that is? Thank you.
All right. Now, the Fountain deck is a deck that I just have a problem with it.
Okay.
Because I've given this deck 5 stars before, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Because here's the thing. Some of the cards are the best tarot cards in existence.
That's high praise.
Period. End of story. Like.
End of story.
The Let's moon card. Move on. Like the moon in this deck is amazing.
Mm-hmm.
It's the best moon card out there. The Three of Swords. You guys can't see this, but it's great. It's great. But then you look at something like...
You know what I really like? The Silvered Edges.
That's cool. Then you get to something like the King of Swords, which is like kind of weird. And
Does
then,
he have rainbow pants on?
It's hard to tell if it's rainbow pants or just like light in a prism. But the point is, like, his face is very realistic.
Yes.
Like, I wonder, did somebody draw his face that well? Or did they just put like a colored pencil filter over a picture of somebody's face?
We've seen decks like that before.
Yes.
And I can say with some degree of certainty that someone drew all these by hand.
Then they're an amazing artist. But like a lot of these people are too real, which clashes with sort of the very like light, airy, like colored pencil strokes of the deck in other places. And so I feel like all of the cards with people on them are weird. And all of the cards without people on them are amazing.
Are the weird ones also amazing, or are they less amazing because of their weirdness?
I think it detracts.
Okay.
I think like the realism of the faces detracts from sort of like the symbolism of the cards.
Yeah.
And like all I can do, like here's the King of Coins. Like all I can do is look at that guy's weird, realistic face.
Yeah.
So I don't know what to do with this deck.
You want to see what card we get and
just rate the deck based on
whatever card flips over.
I mean, I feel like I have to give this deck a 4 because some of these cards are so great and some of them I just don't care for. I mean, it's a good deck.
Okay. Yeah, I believe you have given it 5 before, and you also have mentioned the Uncanny Valley. Like, you brought that up specifically.
Yeah, and it's bothering me, and like, I just go back and forth on wanting to buy this deck, which is very, it's a very expensive deck.
Is it?
I think it's like $40 or $50.
That's the price that Maggie's Mind sets for decks.
So that's my thought on the Fountain Tarot deck.
All right, the card of the week for this week, where we all definitely exist.
Flip.
It's got a person on it.
The Empress. Oh my God, this is the worst card yet. Look at her face. It looks stretched. It looks like there's some sort of like weird bubble filter being applied to the face. Everything else about the card, like if you cover up the face, look how like lush and amazing that card looks.
Yeah.
And then I show you that and you're like, ugh. But here's a woman with a stretched face standing in sort of like a pond with a cool ornate wrapping around her.
And maybe like moss or algae growing up the walls.
Yeah.
The Empress, abundant creation. Standing in her lush, fertile garden, the Empress invites you to water your new creation with love and patience. The soil is rich, and if tended carefully and thoughtfully, the harvest will be abundant. As the ultimate mother, she will nurture you through the unique moments of each particular stage of growth, through the cycles of life, death, creation, and destruction. Relax into the safe glow of her embrace and begin what there is to begin. Now is the time to act.
Okay.
Meaning?
Oh, I thought that was it.
Bold creation, safety, maternal guidance and love, feminine power and beauty, patient nurturing, action, sensuality.
Okay, now is the time for bold action. So go out and make something this week.
Yeah, bring that idea baby into the world.
That's card of the week.
Are we all idea babies, Ben?
Yes.
We're all Maggie's idea babies?
Clearly. I think that's, if anything, that's what we've discovered this week.
Ugh. This week has been enlightening and terrifying.
So with that, we shall end. We'll go right into the outro.
All right.
So thank you very much to Jessica for your question this week.
Yeah, thanks, Jessica. Good luck with that month. And we look forward to hearing from you next month.
Thank you also to the Lols for tuning in this week, I guess.
Maybe. Moment of silence for our lost sense of reality. All right.
You can find us at a website, amateurtarot.com.
You can call or text us at a phone number, 314-325-6047.
We want your questions in either of those two places. We have social media at Tarot Amateur on Twitter, at Amateur Tarot on Instagram. We post a lot of pictures of cards there.
We have Facebook /Amateur Tarot is the fan page, and then group /Amateur Tarot is where we get our scripture handed down to us from Maggie.
You can go there too to get scripture directly from the source rather than secondhand through us. Brian has a Twitter at Zen Iron Man. I'm not sure what he does on there.
Are any of us sure what any of us do anywhere? What I am sure of is Ben has a website on imakingallthisup.com where he ponders reality and invites you to come along with him on that journey of self-discovery.
We also have a podcast that you're listening to right now.
We do.
We have a podcast.
It's called Amateur Tarot Pod.
I don't know if you knew this, but we do have a podcast, and it's on iTunes. And what we would appreciate is you going there and leaving us a rating and a review.
It doesn't cost anything, and it helps us out a lot.
Now, thank you too. And this one is kind of a layup. Thank you to our wise and benevolent creator, Maggie.
Spoiler alert, Maggie is real. 3 stars for the initiative.